At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
A little Bon Jovi on a Wednesday morning. Good morning. It's the morning show.
Bon Jovi? It's Journey, isn't it?
Oh, Journey. Jeez Louise.
I was like, oh my God. I thought, did I get something wrong with music?
You're right. I was thinking Living on a Prayer for some reason. It's Don't Stop Believing. I'm hopped up on pain pills and I knew it was Journey. That's a bad job by me. That's a bad job.
Their prescription, just in case anybody's wondering. Just want to make that very clear.
A little Journey. Don't Stop Believing in the Phillies, I'm assuming. This is from Dan Wilson. That was exciting last night. Duran versus Big Dumper last night at the end
that
of the game.
That was so awesome. Yeah.
Best nickname in sports. I got to give it to him. Big Dumper is
the best
nickname.
Did you see the Little League World Series?
Yes, where he signed the toilet seat.
Signed a toilet seat. I would be concerned. Unless it came in a packaging.
You know there's no South Detroit. Born and raised in South Detroit.
No, I didn't know that.
There's no South Detroit.
Wow.
That's fake. Wow. They needed another syllable.
They needed the words.
Well, the point is, like, technically, there's South anything if you want there to be. The point is, they don't call it South. There's no such thing as, like, oh, let's go to South Detroit.
No one would ever say born and raised in South Detroit. I don't know. Yeah.
Certainly not someone born and raised in Detroit. Right.
It's like Philadelphia. It geographically exists, but no one says it.
Yeah, correct.
More like in West Philadelphia.
I'm born and raised in Southwest Philadelphia, not as well known as South Philly.
That's right. Yes, there you go. All right. Twitter poll question of the day. Sponsored by Armand Chevrolet. Armand's annual sizzling summer saving event is on now. Visit armandchevy.com for details. Together, let's drive it. Armand Chevrolet. Interesting question today on the poll. What is your level of trust in Orion Kirkring come October? Full trust, some trust, can't trust. I'll tell you this right now. I'm somewhere between some and can't, because it's not full for me. As good as he's been this year, I just can't trust him in the playoffs till he comes through in the playoffs, until I feel like, you know, it's more consistent.
Why does he still feel so young and so?
Because he's so young. He's crazy young.
Last night I felt like we saw cracks. Last night when he couldn't find the strike zone, it did feel like he showed that it bothered him, you know, that he was frustrated, mm-hmm. which bothers me for postseason consideration. You know, that this everything does ramp up, the intensity, the importance, the crunch, the feeling heading into that game, the preparation. Like, this is heavy stuff. So are you ready?
No, it's Orion a great question. Kirkring. Well, especially his first two postseasons, and you can make excuses, especially that first one coming up from high A and pitching in the postseason that year, but he hasn't come through. He has had bad moments in both postseasons he's been in, so he's got to prove it. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec on the Eagles and the Phillies coming up this segment. We'll let you hear how it sounded last night on WIP, an exciting 6-4 Phillies victory. But now we're going to give you a chance to win a really cool prize today, a pair of tickets to see the Delaware State University Hornets host the Norfolk State University Spartans at Lincoln Financial Field on Thursday, October 30th. And why does that seem like a special game? It's because we got two Eagles legends coaching in it. DeSean Jackson coaching against Michael Vick. It's pretty freaking neat to go to that game and see those guys with the headsets on, stalking the sidelines, making the
Coach
calls.
Jack.
Coach Jack, Coach Vick. It's pretty cool. So they will return to Lincoln Financial Field, face off in their first year as D1 head coaches. Fans can get their tickets at Ticketmaster.com right now, or you can win them right here today. And the way you can win them, the movie Red Eye, Cillian Murphy movie. Do you remember this movie by Wes Craven? Good movie, Red Eye, actually. Pretty solid
Never
movie.
Never saw it.
Red Eye, it's Cillian Murphy and one of Joe's favorites, Rachel McAdams, starring in that one. A classic movie came out today in honor of Red Eye. Give me something with a color in the title. It could be a book. It could be a movie. It could be a TV show. It could be a song.
Jeez.
Wide open, all kinds of great answers. Best answer today will win the tickets. John Ritchie, give me a color and a title.
It would be very difficult to vote against the color purple.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, take that off.
Yeah, color and purple in the title. Now, we are looking for the actual color. So if it had been the color John, it would not have worked as an answer.
No.
But purple is in there. Rhea Hughes, give us a color and a title.
Great book, great movie. Fried Green Tomatoes.
Fried Green Tomatoes, a very good answer there as well.
Oh, really? It's a really good book, too.
I need to check it out.
Yeah.
I've heard wonderful
things.
So
I haven't seen it in like 30 years or something.
I don't know how I missed that.
When I saw it. Yeah, Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates is so funny in it.
She's just great.
When she gets into the fight in the parking lot with the two young girls and she smashes their car and screams at, you may be young, but I'm old and I have better insurance.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good line.
It's one of my favorite lines.
Kathy Bates is great. Dan Wilson back in the studios. Give us a color and a title.
All-time book. How about Green Eggs and Ham?
Oh, yeah. Who was reading that with his daughter last night? This guy right here. Yes.
There you go.
Zoe is very into Dr. Seuss right now. We're doing a lot of Dr. Seuss.
You know Dr. Seuss. Pronounced his name
Soyce. Yeah, I do know that because of you. You
That's crazy,
that.
Isn't it?
Unlike
everyone says Seuss.
Unlike Joe DeCamera, I actually remember the facts that you give.
Yeah,
the
you
sergeant.
Listen.
Just go in one ear and out the
other. We all as a society just decide to get his name wrong.
Yeah.
Apparently. He said it, Soyce. My name is Soyce.
I was not a Dr. Seuss kid growing up.
Really?
I was not read Dr. Seuss.
Oh,
no, it was not.
It was, yeah.
Was not my thing.
Yeah. Well, it is a confusing one at times. Some of them, it's too much. Like, we read a couple of them where I'm like, all right, Seuss.
I can just see my mom going, this is all nonsense.
Rain
I'm not reading
it. Hell in, Seuss. Yeah. All right?
You know. So I wound up never reading them to Clark.
Yeah. But it's fun. And it is good to learn because, like, there's rhyming and it's easier for kids to kind of get go in with words and then they recognize them. And
you don't want
to
know the first book I actually really read to him when he was an infant, and I want to say like maybe around 7 weeks old, The Catch by Gary Myers.
Look at you.
I had to read it because we had him as a guest.
There you go.
So I was like, all right, dude, we're
learning about Dwight Clark tonight.
Yes, exactly. By the way, that is a great book.
Pretty funny, Clark. There we go.
There you go. I didn't even think about that.
I will go with a great, super entertaining movie. I watched it recently. Crimson Tide. Movie rocks.
So underrated.
Honestly, it's one of those movies you finish watching and you're like, should I just start it again?
Yeah.
Should I just flip
it's
it
that
right
good.
Back on? Yeah.
Did you rewind some scenes?
No.
Okay.
I do
that a lot
like
lately.
The Roll Tide. Yeah. Like that scene, the obviously him and Denzel going at it. Great, great stuff. All right. 215-592-9494. Best answer for color in a title is going to win the tickets to see Mike Vick and DeSean Jackson square off at Lincoln Financial Field. Phillies Eagles, we're going to let you hear how it sounded last night on WIP. The Phillies, a exciting back and forth 6-4 victory over the Mariners. That's coming up in a few. Let's go to the phones. Let's start out with Derek and Paoli. What up, D?
What's up? Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, Derek.
Can you hear me? How you doing?
Yes.
Yeah, I was up your way yesterday, man. I was name dropping, man. I ain't have no luck though.
Whoa! Whose name were you dropping?
I said, y'all know. I was up Mechanicsburg, you know, getting
no way
that yesterday.
You were in Mechanicsburg yesterday. Oh man!
Every Tuesday I go up there. I was in Carlisle. They knew who Billy Owens was. I said I was.
Wow.
I'm like, John Ritchie, my guy on the radio. They was like, I'm not familiar. I'm like, wow.
Well, Billy Owens, Billy and Michael Owens, man, they were all that. Billy, who went to Syracuse, Michael, who also went to Syracuse, I grew up on those guys. They are a big deal.
Yeah, Derek, can I respond? I'm embarrassed for those Mechanicsburg people.
Yeah,
how can you possibly be from Mechanicsburg and not know who this legend is? We had LeSean McCoy come on this station on the Midday Show, abated, whatever, just starts his interview being, hey, listen, before we do anything, I just got to shout out Harrisburg legend John Ritchie. Like, I mean, come on, you know, like.
I kind of thought he might have been joking.
He was not. He was dead serious when he said it. Like, could not have been more serious. Like, all right, Mechanicsburg people, do better. That's my response.
Now, some people, I love high school sports, so I always know who, like, the best people are from certain schools. So, like, I was in Lebanon. I'm like, yo, you know Sam Bowie? And, like, two people said no, so I just figured they wasn't even from Lebanon and they don't know who Sam Bowie is, but, you know.
Right. Well, anyway, it's a beautiful place back there. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
So, listen, yesterday when Nick Sirianni was on the afternoon show, right, I think I heard him say the Eagles led the league in drops last year, right? Did I hear
that? Did they really? I don't know.
I heard him say that.
Like, when they were talking about what they got to work on and this, that, and the third, and he was like, well, you know, we led the league in drops last year, so it was good to clean that up. I just feel like people be reporting stuff sometimes that, like, even with Elliott, I like Elliott on sidelines and all that, but you can't convince me because the training camp doesn't look great to you that we should.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Should be worried about the season. It's like you don't have that kind of superpowers to predict like what the season is going to look like because
well, none of us I do. I think in Elliot's defense, yeah, but listen, but in Elliot's defense and the beat reporters, they're reporting what they're watching that day.
Okay,
so I think that's a very important distinction to make.
And also, Derek, I mean, Elliot has said a bunch of times, every single time he talks about this, he is saying this doesn't mean I think they're going to be bad. No. I am just telling you what I see.
Yeah, they're reporting the facts of what happened at camp that day, and it doesn't matter. You know, you could say, hey. First-teamers weren't out there, but the offense didn't look real solid. I mean, that's all.
I think a big part of the issue this year, Derek, I think part of the problem this year is Elliott is reporting the statistics for Jalen, and we consume
he's always done that.
We consume it the same way we do every year. This year, Jalen is throwing to guys that aren't AJ or Devontae or Saquon, and he's being protected by guys who aren't Landon Dickerson. And actually, Steen has been rotating in, getting reps, but they've been rotating others through. It's been backup guards and backup receivers, and it's not an excuse, but it does sort of explain why things have looked the way they've looked.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like with training camp, right? You was in training camp, so I'm not knocking Elliott reporting what he's seeing. I'm not knocking that part, but I'm just saying, right. Like in training camp, you can't convince me that you need to see Jalen Hurts.
Derek, we're on the same page, brother.
That's all I'm saying. Like,
Derek, here's where I'm at. Derek, here's where I'm at. Like, Derek, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. That's it. Like, to what we talked about before, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt a month into the season. Like, I think the first month of the season is their preseason. I'm not going to freak out until at least 6 weeks into the season or whatever. And even then, you know.
Like,
you know, I think it's a, Derek, I think that's a fair point.
Show and he was, like, pumping his chest out a little bit. He wasn't saying we're
Look, I think it's how you interpret it.
I said this, and look what happened. Like, that's not why it happened. Because
I think it. Hey, Derek, I got you. Derek, I don't think it's. I don't think Elliot thinks that's why it happened. He is just reporting what he's seeing, and then he's like
doing his job.
Yeah, dude. I think Derek. I think you're off base here. Derek, that's fine. Everyone has their opinions. You got an answer for us?
I go Green Mile.
Green Mile's a good answer. Yeah. A lot of green so far. Appropriate with Eagles. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a little bit. Let's give you a chance to hear how it sounded last night as a really exciting Phillies victory. It started out well. We were feeling good. The Phillies get out early. Schwarber, something else, man. Just the flick of the wrist.
Is he really going to?
That ball was so high, too, John. That ball felt like it was like above his head, and he just went
It did. It felt like it was a foot above the strike zone, and it was a fastball, and he somehow got ahead of that.
Yeah, it was awesome. Here's Schwarber going yard to get a 1-0 lead.
Swung on, line deep to right field, and that is going to tie the RBI mark. A solo home run for Kyle Schwarber here in the bottom of the first. Phillies strike first. It's 1-0 on Schwarber's 44th of the season.
Yeah, awesome. Schwarber getting it going as he has so many times. The Phillies take a 1-0 lead. They score a couple more after that. Harper, a sac fly. JT, an RBI single, the first of multiple big hits from JT. And Bryson Stott, who's been playing much better baseball since the All-Star break, took 1 yard last night. Here's Stott, make it 4-1.
Swung on, hit deep. Right field, that's going. Bryson Stott with a laser off the auxiliary scoreboard and right field, and Stott with his eighth home run of the year. Phillies lead 4-1.
It's going to be huge, those guys at the bottom of the lineup, John, having some moments in October. I mean, you're not look, we know that Harper, Schwarber, and Turner have to be good. You know, they have to have moments. But we're going to need some moments from a Stott, from a Boehm.
He's been saving up not having moments for quite some time.
Yeah.
So hopefully he's
got them all banked up. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
he's banked moments for the postseason this year in particular. Holy cow.
Well, we talk so much about the lineup as a whole coalescing at the right time. It does seem like Stott's coming into his own at the right time. Well,
thank goodness. He looked so wrong most of the season. And I still am troubled by why. Like, I don't understand.
Maybe, I mean, look, baseball's weird. We've seen Stott also be a guy who can be cold for a while and then get hot. And look, maybe the injury last year, we're like, oh, he's just going to come back and be fine. Maybe it took him a while to get back to feeling normal again. I don't know. But that was a big one last night if Stott can keep it going. Obviously, you know, one of the stars of last night, though it didn't look that way once Ryan Kirkland came in for him. But Sanchez... Christopher Sanchez, who is now all of a sudden
strikeouts.
The number one. He's the ace. He's our guy.
Yeah.
12 strikeouts. Here's the 12th strikeout for Sanchez.
2-2. Yeah. Swing and a miss. Crawford, oh, he's saying he fouled it. Oh, but it is caught by JT, and it's a foul tip strikeout, and it's number 12 on the night for Sanchez, matching his career high.
Awesome, awesome job by Sanchez tying the career high. Unfortunately, Ryan Kirkring, as we mentioned before, let it all fall apart. Now, came into a tough spot, a couple runners on, but ends up loading the bases.
He came in, there was one on,
and
it was a missed call by the ump.
He got squeezed on
that.
He did.
Big time, yeah. Big time. Comes in, allows a couple base runners, allows a run to make it 4-2, runners on second and third. And Eugenio Suarez, who could have been a Philly, steps to the plate and this happens.
Swung on, hit sharply, diving Bohm, can't get it. It's a base hit down the line. It'll tie the game. Both runners are going to score. Suarez into second with a double, and we start over. It's 4-4 here in the top of the seventh as Kirkering blows the save here in the seventh.
Super, super frustrating there. Luckily in the eighth, JT with Bryce Harper on did this.
Swung on, hit deep left field, and that one is going to put the Phillies in front. JT unloads.
Wow.
It's a two-run home run, and the Phillies are back in front here in the bottom of the eighth, 6-4.
You know what made me so much more excited?
Was that it was the eighth inning, and you knew that Duram was
ready?
Yeah, me too.
That's exactly where my mind went.
It was like, oh,
Holy cow, we get to see Durantula. Yeah,
and we win. It was like, I almost was just like, we win. Like, it felt like almost close to a walk-off eighth-inning home run as you could have.
You're right. But my brain, before jumping to we win, it was
Duran.
I was so excited. Yeah. And then we get to see it again. We get to see the lights. We get to see the red. We get to see him run out. It is so intimidating. It's so cool. And it doesn't get old.
No, it doesn't. And yet again, Duran did his thing and got to end it against the AL MVP front runner.
How about the cutter? Like, is it the cutter?
Nasty.
Like it's 99 or 100 miles an hour. JT told us that it's really hard to catch. If he doesn't get his hand just right, it really hurts. But that thing coming in at 100 miles an hour and then at the last second, drop.
It's nasty. It's insane.
It is so crazy to watch.
He is borderline unhittable.
102. 102. Yep. 102. How many in a row at 102?
Three, I believe.
Three. And
here it was against Big Dumper, the AL MVP frontrunner, to end the game, Duran.
With a count, nothing and two. The windup and the pitch. Three pitches blew him away. Three straight heaters, and the home run leader goes down as the final out as the Phillies with a 6-4 win over the Mariners.
It definitely felt like that was like could be an October moment right there.
It makes you want to raise your arms,
you did.
Doesn't it?
For those watching on YouTube, John Ritchie did.
It feels
just
so
raise
great.
His arms.
I have not experienced this legit closer thing like this.
It's been over a decade.
It's
so exciting. Here's the crazy thing about Sanchez and how aggressive he was. So I want to see if you're going to get this. I'm going to throw a little Joe DeCamera, trivia at you. So at 96.3%, this is per MLB's Paul Casella, highest first pitch strike percentage by a Phillies pitcher since they began tracking in 2009. That's Sanchez.
Wow.
Who do you think's record he broke?
Oh, I have no idea. It would probably have to be a reliever, I would guess.
No, actually,
Cliff Lee was my first. Cliff Lee was the first person by my
head. He was
aggressive. Probably a reliever.
Yeah.
There you go.
Look at you.
Oh, yeah,
all right. Give me a bang, you know. Bang! Whatever.
All right, 215-592-9494 if you want to chime in on that. And the Duran thing, does it change your perspective on the team? The Wheeler injury still hovering over it. 215-592-9494 to chime in on it all. Plus, the Eagles coming up next. Ask me anything in your calls, your chance to win the tickets. See Mike Vick and DeSean Jackson. A lot going on. It's the morning show. We're coming right back.
Whether you are a weekend warrior or you're competing at a high level, you are an athlete with goals in NovaCare Rehabilitation. Well, they are here for you. NovaCare's Select Sports Center of Excellence are specialty locations focused on the needs of athletes. If you're injured, NovaCare will help you get you back to playing your sport. They will also help you prevent injuries from happening. And NovaCare will prepare you to compete at your highest level of performance. At all Select Sports Center of Excellence, athletes are treated for their specific injury training needs and goals. Most importantly, care is provided by sports-specific physical therapists using advanced training and technology. For more than 30 years, NovaCare has long been the trusted Delaware Valley and South Jersey leader in physical therapy, hand therapy, and sports medicine. Select Sports Center of Excellence, just one more way, NovaCare is meeting your needs. To learn more about Select Sports Center of Excellence, NovaCare.com today. Excellence is earned. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker
presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.